Well, at the beginning of our Lenten time in the desert, of course, the church reminds us of the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert, but before that, of the 40 years that the people of Israel spent in the desert after the Exodus from Egypt and before entering the Promised Land. And in our first reading, then, the people are about to enter the Promised Land. And God says, okay, this is the time to remember where you came from and to offer sacrifice. To remember where you came from and to offer sacrifice. And so the ceremony he gives them, they're supposed to say, my father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a great nation. And the Lord brought them out with his strong hand and outstretched arm. And so I think it's an occasion for us to remember, well, who are we and where did we come from? We can sort of get into the habit of presumption, right? Or thinking that it's by our own power or by our own rights that we are where we are and that we are who we are. But we can use this, you know, the ceremony that the Israelites used as a symbol of, okay, well, without faith, without baptism, without the Lord's grace, who would we be and where would we be? We would be wandering through the desert, and we would be aliens in a strange land. We would not be able to know what we were doing or what the Lord's will is for us. And so, yes, he asks us to remember. You know, most of us are not able to remember the time before we were baptized. But we can imagine, well, if we were wandering this world without faith and without the grace of Jesus, then where would we be? And so it's fitting that he asks sacrifice to be offered during this time. I mean, in this story, it's a reminder to the people of Israel that the good things that they have, the promised land that they're entering, the land of milk and honey, is the Lord's gift. And so offering him the first fruits is a way of acknowledging that the Lord is the one who provides the good things and makes us able to produce the good things. And so, yes, of course, we want to offer him the sacrifice of fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, right? But most of all, the sacrifice of good works done through grace, because God is the one at any time of year, but this time of Lent, we're in particular supposed to remember and perhaps call ourselves back if we begin to forget for the rest of the year. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The word is near you. The word of God, Jesus himself, is near us. And it makes us think of all the wonderful means of grace and holiness that God gives us in the church, from revealing the scriptures to us, to giving us his spirit so that we can pray and pray in the name of Jesus himself. He gives us the sacraments and that we can make use of when we need his mercy, when we need his grace. And so that's a reminder that, yes, not only God cares for us, he brought us out of that desert, but that his grace and the means to come closer to him are always there, are always available to us. And so, finally, we see Jesus in the desert. We see the Spirit who has impelled him out to the desert before he begins his preaching mission. And maybe it's a reminder to us that, yes, when we decide that we are going to serve the Lord, that we are going to seek holiness, that we are going to seek to do God's will, the devil does not like it. And he will try to persuade us. He will try to give us all these good sounding arguments. Well, why we should give up the idea of sacrifice. But Jesus' response is, one does not live by bread alone. Maybe the devil will tempt us in the same way that he did Jesus to power and glory and to grab that glory for ourselves. But Jesus reminds us, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Maybe the devil will tempt us to presumption. You know, he told Jesus, well, throw yourself off the temple and look what amazing things God will do for you. But you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And so Jesus in the desert reminds us that he has gone to fight before us, and he has conquered the devil's tricks and his lies before us. And so that we can have confidence, especially today when we meet him in the Eucharist, we can have confidence that he is with us to fight with us. The Lord brought us through the desert. He is near us in the church and revelation and the sacraments, and he has conquered the devil in our place before us. Amen.